Blog Talk Radio.
Buddy, and hey, everybody, and welcome to CBM The Boys. I'm CB, your hostess with the mostest, and boy, oh boy, have we got a show for you. So if you got something on your mind, give us a call at 516-418-5603. Tonight is Speak Your Mind Wednesday, and we want to know what's on your mind. Got a lot to talk about. So without further ado, George, roll that beautiful bean footage. And we are back. Hey, everybody. Hopefully everybody has had a great weekend. Hopefully everybody had a great Labor Day weekend. So happy belated Labor Day weekend to everyone all over the world. Hopefully you got to rest this Labor Day weekend. Because we got a lot to talk about. Got my whole crew in the building, the fabulous Miss Mimi Acosta. What's up, Mimi?
Hola. Hi, everybody.
All right. And the hot Mr. Roger Hawkins. What's up, Roger? Okay. Oh, while Roger's getting himself together, we move on to Mr. George Biker Boy Holman. What's up, George?
What's up? What do you do?
How's everybody tonight?
So we got a lot to talk about tonight.
Hey, there's Roger. What's up, Raj?
I'm gravy. What's going on, family? You know, I slid in the home base just in time, space.
Because I was about to out you. I was like, my fingers were on my phone, like, whoop, and all of a sudden I heard, yep. I was like, okay, you made it.
Mimi just likes calling my name, y'all. Don't let her fool y'all. It's cool.
Just in certain circles. Just right over here.
Square, circle, triangle. I'm all about it.
Square, triangle,
I don't know if you guys can see my T-shirt, but I have on my T-shirt tonight. And the reason being is it is finally football season starting Sunday. Is everyone excited? My Kansas City Chiefs will be here in Arizona on September 11th for the very first game of the season against the Arizona Cardinals. Sorry, Cardinals, Chiefs are going to win, but it is what it is. Sorry. Unapologetically, go Chiefs, yay! And I got my tickets. I got my parking pass. We're going to tailgate. We're going to party. I'm so excited. Go Chiefs!
So let me get this straight. You're excited, right?
Of course.
I'm just checking.
I'm beyond excited. I'm like over the moon and back again and then over the moon again.
Hey, just don't show your ass up out there with some pom-poms in your shirt and a knot, and we ain't got to call the people because I'm going to be like, oh, she's a fish. Remember, I'm grown up.
The crisis van, that white van.
So are you going to the game?
No. Can't even
right.
see that one.
Oh, God. That would be funny.
But in honor of our Chiefs, I must play this. This is our impending victory. This is an ode to football season. Here we go. Let's do it.
Check. Nina. Kansas City. You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the
Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom.
Welcome to the
Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom.
Welcome to the place where we run it. Place really haunted by number 58. This ET the great and we flaunt it. Hate and we shun it. No competition, the opposition face. God, don't think they really want it. God is the recipe. Loud sitting next to me, no doubt. Now we are proud that we get to see KC Chiefs come and break these geeks, make them taste these cleats. Welcome to the
Red Kingdom.
Lover, got some other
beast, bring them.
Mop them up and stop them, got the
heat, sting them.
You hot when we stop ya, yeah. Drops when he rock rock. Got locked in me casa, yeah. Ball in my city live. But I find a raw one to get beside. My lucky numbers are 15, 10, 87, 29, 7, 50, 95, 55.
Red Kingdom.
All right, all right, all right. Red Kingdom, Beck 9. Oh, yeah. I can't think of a better song to usher in football season and celebrate my Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, yes, yes.
Right, 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 right. That's what's up. We got it going. We got it going. But we'll see what happens.
In celebration of our Chiefs, George, roll Mimi's intro because we got to know what she's sipping on and we got to toast to the thief. So roll it, George.
Oh, snap.
It's Mimi's drink special. Mimi, let her know what you're sipping on.
Okay, so, Roger, I know you're going to come out to my head because I know that I'm doing this way wrong. Okay, but anyway, and where is he at? Because he's got to come because I got to see his face when I say what I'm about to say. Yeah. So where did he go? Come on,
I gotta
get on
here. I'm going to get my own respected drink. I brought my water and forgot my liquor. Love y'all. Be right back.
Okay, well, you know what? Okay, so you know what? Until he gets back, right? Just FYI, as of like 35 minutes ago, there was an active shooter in Memphis, this young 19-year-old boy that just decided that he wants to run the streets and just shot fire, just out of his car, just shooting and streaming live on Facebook while he is doing it. So,
wow.
The boy has gone wild. I don't know what done got into his world, but he is driving a gray Toyota SUV, Arkansas tag, AEB63K. If you guys see this dude around there somewhere, over on Ivan Road and Hodge Road in Memphis, Tennessee, he is out there just going ballistic. So I pray to God that it's not one of them cases where a 19-year-old boy is taken down. But at the end of the day, when you do things like that, that's the type of stuff that happens. And you're in Memphis. Right. And you're black. So prayers for this little boy and prayers for everybody because he has actually shot a couple of people already.
Wow.
Well, on the latest news on that, according to the Memphis Police, Ezekiel Kelly is the name of the suspect, and he is now in custody.
Yep.
Ah,
cool.
Ta-da. Cool. Okay, so another black man alive. Okay, so anyway, so back to my drink. And Roger, I
what's
said
up,
I was coming out of my head. But my dude started on this, and then, of course, you know, it looks like I'm going to finish it. But I am having the Rock VS. Very special French brandy. And, of course, this is what the last one is. I'm going to kill it.
Okay.
But look at how I'm drinking it. Because I know. I shouldn't have it like this. It shouldn't be with Coke and a straw and ice. I know. But that's how I do it.
Listen.
You guys know that I do everything with ice in my glass with my red straw.
Listen, I know George is over here, too.
You can't mix a liqueur with Coca-Cola.
Okay, and then there's my shot glass, and it's full. See, so I can do it either way. Well, my pinky.
Hey, listen.
I'll take it.
I understand. Sometimes, you know, we gotta slow walk a bit to it. The only thing I can say is at least it's not mine that I offered you. So.
Okay. Hi, Trey.
Okay.
Okay, guys, so don't judge me. I know that I do things in a very special kind of way.
Yeah,
that's
we are.
I said what I said because it's special over here. And I needed all that in my body right now because I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm going through this hot cold thing. We don't want to give it a name. We don't want to give it a name. We don't want to give it a name.
It's got a name. They call it menopause.
I'm going to say I have that effect. I have that effect on people.
Let's leave it at that right there. I can rock with that right there. So, yes, guys, so that's what's happening over here. I'm on some Ciroc and ice and Coke and red straws. Yeah.
All right.
So, Roger, you know what? Let's start with my sister. My sister, what you over there doing? What you cooking on?
Just same as you do us. Smirnoff ice.
Smirnoff in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good.
Just use one of those.
That looks very good. Roger, what you got?
Water.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
I'm
if you're watching Smirnoff, reach out. Get at us.
Hey.
No comment.
Yes, honey.
I'm doing Grey Goose and Nas energy drink. So finishing that up, like I said, it's the typical vodka energy drink thing going on. But it looks like CB Smirnoff screwdriver.
Good.
So you're welcome. Oh, it's fantastic!
It looks like
don't sleep on Nas. Don't sleep on Nas now. It'll make you do wrong. So you know.
Is that a glass and some ice? I mean, it's missing a straw, but
yeah, this is my Dave and Buster's glass that I won with my cheerings when we went to Dave and Buster's, and I'm sure I won something. But I like this glass. It's kind of a little goblet minus the stem.
Oh my God!
So it goes very good. See, George is feeling me. This is apropos.
Trey, who's the special individual? Trey, you got to say the name. Who's the special individual? Please don't.
He's talking about your special ass.
He's talking about you. Man, whatever. Okay, well, you know what? Well, thank you, Trey. I feel special already.
Yeah, okay.
That can go a whole lot of ways.
I'm done.
But you know what? I'm going to stay positive with it. We staying positive tonight. There's too much negativity in the world. CB and the boys in a positive streak tonight. And I know Trey is not negative anyway, so shut up, Roger.
No.
George.
If you ain't got something nice to say, come sit next to me. George, what you drinking?
Thank you, George. Shut up.
So.
Hey, I said it, management in the building. What's up? I said it.
What's up?
I'm polishing off what I have had the last couple weeks, and you see, it's literally about polished off. That's the rock passion. Yeah. Well, oh wait a minute, there's a corner left in there. I gotta fix that.
I'm about to say, George, you didn't roll that till the wheels fell off.
Yeah, they just fell off. They're falling off right now as you speak. You see it just bounce and roll down the hill.
Right. And a wheel fell off that joint.
Yeah, so you guys, check it, because I said his management has joined the drinking clan. He is drinking on
a
lemonade.
Hey, what you got, family?
Okay, the lemonade pink. Go for it.
Lemonade pink. Like I said, I got a great drink I can make with that. It involves a lot of vodka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said it. That's what's up. A toast to the Kansas City Chiefs and a toast to football season and a toast to Falcons.
We got a new player and a
that's
cool. We might make it to last place this year.
you shut up. Okay. I'm not doing that to KC. Don't do that to me.
We have to live with that shit for 40 years. So trust me, ain't nothing you can say that we haven't had our feelings bruised with before.
I know.
We find one on the other side. Oh, RIP to Lenny D. Lynn Dawson.
George has queued up the news report that we just talked about. So go ahead and roll it, George.
What you got?
Oh, paying attention, were you?
This little thing right here.
This 19-year-old right here, Ezekiel Kelly, he has been arrested. He is right now in police custody. This all ended at the intersection of Ivan and Hodge tonight. What we know is it wasn't that long ago that he somehow made it from the Memphis area. He made it all the way down to South Haven. He was able to carjack someone. He got another car. I believe it was a Dodge Challenger at that point. Came back up into the Memphis area off of I-55. Somehow got off near the Rains area and ended up at Ivan and Hodge. That's where he wrecked last, and that's where he is now in custody.
Matter of fact, let's take you live to that location right now, as close as we could get. We have pictures.
That's okay. Yeah, we can get to
this
it.
This is obviously
we'll
shaky video. We've got Fox 13
she
Kate
just
Fury,
got to the scene.
Who just got to that scene. I don't know if Kate's ready or not. Oh, okay. Kate is ready. Kate, I know you just got there, but please just tell us what you see. Walk us through what you see right now.
Yeah, Daryl, there are dozens of law enforcement officers all around us. You can see two approaching us right now in bulletproof vests. We're on Sullivan and Hodge. This is about four blocks south of Ivan and Hodge, where police warn the public to avoid. We have that suspect now in custody, that 19-year-old shooter who police say was shooting at random locations across Memphis. Again, look at this. We have dozens, too many to count, law enforcement officers all across this road. This is Sullivan and Hodge, about four blocks south of where police confirm or where authorities confirm that that 19-year-old shooter is now in custody. This is such a fluid, rapidly evolving situation. It has been all night, but you are confirming that that suspect is now in custody. We just arrived literally 30 seconds ago on scene. There are multiple police officers all around us. You can see they're moving in, but authorities say that that 19-year-old suspect is now in custody. This neighborhood, you see people standing outside of their cars, standing on their porches, just waiting to learn exactly what happened tonight. I mean, I've been a reporter for 5 years. I've never seen this many law enforcement officers on a scene. They're driving all around us. They're walking up and down the street. Police confirm, authorities confirming that that suspect is in custody four blocks north. We have been following multiple scenes all night. We just arrived here. Again, this is Sullivan and Hodge, four blocks south of where police say they took that suspect into custody. When we were driving here on the roads, we noticed that there weren't many cars out and about because of that citywide lockdown. But thankfully, authorities are confirming that they now have that 19-year-old suspect in custody after a very frightening day across all of Memphis. Again, we just arrived here about 30 seconds ago. The neighborhood, aside from all of the police activity, is fairly quiet. You see people on their porches. You see them checking social media. Everywhere we've been today, from the AutoZone, people were just cornering around or watching each other's phones, just watching the suspect and his live stream of the attack. So it's a very fluid situation, but you're confirming that that suspect is now in custody. So surely people in this neighborhood breathing a sigh of relief after authorities warned everyone to shelter in place. Again, we just arrived moments ago. There's still a lot we're working to learn about this investigation, but the good news is that authorities say that 19-year-old suspect now in custody. Darcy, Daryl.
Oh, wow. They need to put him under the jail because this was senseless. It was stupid. There's no justification for it, and it just makes no sense. And it's surprising that they put him into custody alive. Being that he is a black man, I'm really surprised.
Well, is it surprising? Yeah, I mean, I know we're surprised, but is that a good thing or a bad thing that they put him, that they took him alive?
Well, you know what? I'm glad that they didn't kill him because, you know, you guys know that that's like the thing now. So it's a good thing that even though there was a lot of police, he came out of this alive because if had he gone any further tonight, he probably wouldn't be.
I think, again, that little voice that tells you to do crazy stuff, that kind of the proverbial devil on one shoulder, angel on another, people are like listening to that voice now. And I think people have no regard. They don't care. You know, no fucks to give. It's weird. People are just going, you know what, whatever. It's so weird. I wonder, is it because people are desensitized or people really just don't have any concept that death is permanent? Because everything people seem to be doing now, that's kind of where it leads, and there's no, they don't seem to care. It's really strange. Kind of trips me out a little bit. But it should make you stay on your guard is what it should do. I think people have gotten very, very lax and a false sense of security walking around, and it's sad that we can't, and I'm talking Western civilization, because there are countries and places where literally you can still leave your door open and do things like that, but for the West, i.e. the U.S. and things like that, to be so civilized, look at all the stuff we do that's barbaric, you know, in this particular country, and you know, in particular. So that's wild. A question for you guys. Well, we can get into my little segment here in a second, but I have a quick question for you. Well, not a quick question, but since we were just talking about this, have you guys heard about what happened with the kidnapped heiress, the billionaire, the heiress to the Orgill Hardware fortune?
No.
That would be a no. So, long story short, this woman was a billionaire. She was also a teacher. Was kidnapped and murdered last week, 36 years old, by the name of Eliza Fletcher. Now, here's what's interesting, and I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers, but, you know, that's what I do. She went for a jog at 4 a.m., enough said, and she was chased down by a gentleman in the van, kidnapped, and murdered. Now, that part in and of it is very sad, because that's exactly what happened. But two things. One, this guy had gotten 20 years in prison for doing the same thing in 2001. He had just gotten out in 2020. Just did this the other day.
Right.
So now that, again, that being super, super sad in and of itself, here's my next question, and come on, y'all, I'm here for it. Why in the hell do white women like to jog at 4 in the damn morning? There's no excuse. You're a billionaire. You should have security detail. You should have a friend. You should at least have a damn golden retriever. Come on, you're breaking all the white rules. So the fact that she went jogging at 4 a.m., that leads me to believe that either she had something going on up here or she had a real false sense of security and a sense of entitlement that made her think she was not touchable to go jogging at 4 a.m. alone. That is mind-numbing to me. You know, I'm a pretty capable gentleman, and I would make it a point not to go certain places at 4 a.m. alone without a pistol if I'm jogging. Ahmaud Arbery was in better shape than she was, and they had to run him down with a truck to murder this man. I just think sometimes, and it wasn't at 4 a.m. Like, I think some things are avoidable. This was avoidable. This was an entire tragedy that didn't have to happen. I'm not blaming her for her own death. I am just asking, why, after years and years and years, do white women still jog at 4 and 5 in the morning alone? Somebody help me out with this. Because first of all, you ain't going to catch us out there. Second of all, shit, you can't get a lot of sisters to get up that early and jog anyway. And third, she might scare the man because she got a fucking bonnet on her head. I'm just messing with people tonight. I just want y'all to know. But I got to understand that. It hurts that she was a teacher. Apparently she's a pretty good person. But that makes zero sense to do.
Yeah.
4 o'clock, hey, to quote Cat Williams, that's too early and too late for brothers. 4 a.m.?
And you know,
Come on, man.
You know what's the crazy thing? You know what's the crazy thing about that is that I used to be that, like, you know, walking, whatever, going to the parks and going to the gym, even doing it at the gym. I used to get up at 4:30 to be there at 5 in the morning. But it's all about your surroundings. It's all about making sure that your trainer is there, making sure other people are there.
Right.
You don't get out of your car until there's like 10, 15 people at the door. I mean, and
sure.
I go from that years ago to now, you cannot catch me walking nowhere. I am going to do them workouts indoors because people are watching. Folks are crazy. There
sure.
are a lot of people that are being let out of prison early because, oh, you know, good behavior, whatever. There's a lot of craziness happening out here. So even to be at the gym, I get spooked out because you have these, you know, first of all, you have the chicks that are in there half naked anyway. So then you have the chicks that are going to go in there and try to get something done. And you have the guys that are thinking that you are probably one of those chicks that might want to get naked. So you got people hitting on you constantly and all that nonsense. Like, no, the running on the street without a dog, without security, without family, without anything in the dark
or even in the
park. These guys are hardly dragging these females in parks and raping them in broad daylight. What makes you think that running on the street, nobody's going to mess with me,
but
I'm good.
But so doesn't that make you feel like there was a huge level of the entitlement delusion, for one? How delusional do you have to be like, well, I'm rich, and so therefore no one would ever dare do X, Y, and Z to me?
You know what?
Crazy people
don't
care.
Think that people think like that. You know how a lot of people think, you know what, this happens to other people. This is not going to happen to me. Not me.
That is a thought. That is absolutely a thought. Like, this only happens on TV, in the movies, boom, boom, boom. I was talking to a friend of mine today about the fact that one of my best friends used to live right up the street or down the street from a famous serial killer named Bob Berdella in Kansas City. And
ooh,
my friend, his brother, almost was invited in and almost went. So this may have gone differently. So people think that it doesn't happen, and it's right next door to you. You can't get me to understand the logic or lack thereof of this woman doing that. I don't care what you're accustomed to or whatever. And like they say, most assaults or crimes happen to people that know or know of the other person, the victim. They watch, they study, they're acquainted in some fashion. It blows my mind. At any given time, we're all being watched by someone. It may not be malicious, but you are. Someone may like your style. Someone may like your work ethic. Someone may just be curious to know what makes you tick. But at some point in time, there's someone who is paying attention to what you're doing. So when you do goofy shit like that, you know there's someone out there watching. Trust me, when I see people driving or out that early or that late, and when I'm going or coming from work, I always wonder, what the hell are you doing? I know where I'm going. What are you doing? It's just, it's weird to me. I'm sorry. I really am sorry it happened, but shocked? No. But
that
it's just mind-numbing.
And look, and while we are on that train, because I've posted this all over my social media, because it does hurt, and it's hitting really hard. One of my girlfriends, Jasmine, she's from the Virgin Islands. Her coworker is actually all over the news right now. She's 53 years old. She is missing. She's been missing since the 3rd. She went to a pub here in Georgia, about 30-something minutes away from where she lives, to meet a guy that she met on social media. The videos do show that there were two guys that walked her to the car, a friend of hers and the guy that she met. And the guy that she met, after 2 hours of them talking in the parking lot, stated that he was going to follow her home, and she never made it home, except her phone is pinging in the area where she lives in Covington, Georgia, but she's still missing. Her car has not come up, nothing. She's just vanished. They have questioned the guy, and they cleared him, and he's back out on the road. So, you know, prayers for Yolanda Brown, you know, and the family, and I'm hoping that they find her alive, and that's about it. It's just crazy, the world that we're living in, and women out here meeting guys on social media and trusting these guys. Y'all need to stop. And what the family says, she's one of those that, you know, talks to everybody and a social butterfly, and I am a social butterfly too, but I have much attitude when I go out to places. Like, folks don't want to talk to me like this. She's a beast. You know, and you have to almost be that way. It's just really terrible, but you almost have to be that way. So,
I mean, sadly, exactly. You have to keep you. Trey said it best. I keep my guard up. I mean, you know, I was taught by a coach: respect all, trust few. You know, you show people their due respect, but the trust factor has to be earned, and that ain't going to happen by a few interactions on social media or 2 hours in a club. I'm a guy, and I don't trust anyone, you know, out the gate. It's not even about my physical harm. I just, you know, you just have to learn. It takes a while to learn things because motives don't reveal themselves right away oftentimes, and this is, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and Tiff,
this is really
for you too, because I know that you do meet people on social media and whatnot, and whatever the case may be. So, look, be extra careful, because I do not want to have to come over there with an AK-47 in my trunk. You guys know I'd be on
Hey, we do. We have to. We have to. You know, people have to watch out for each other and themselves, and I just feel like it's even more necessary now, because people are just, for that 5 minutes of infamy or just from not giving a damn, people are doing stuff like this 19-year-old kid taking off and, you know, shooting willy-nilly. Listen, man, if you're really that upset, I know a lot of people that are probably more deserving that are in the news, but see, they would never do that. They would never do it when it was justified. You know, let me just go do something random. You know, you know, again, all these people that love shooting, let's drop that ass off right over the Middle East. Hey, listen, Uncle Sam could always use you and your free. You're saving them money by having weapons. Drop that ass off in the military boot camp and go shoot to your heart's content.
I don't even think
they don't
want to
do that
anymore. They're just like, you know what? You got the trigger finger? Come on. We got some work for you to do.
Right. That's what I feel like. A lot of countries do that. Take all those prisoners, shit. Send them abroad. So,
moving right along, there's one more thing. No, there's always a bunch of more things. But, you know, I just wrote some down that I know it's going to be like, you know, the topic of topics. What do you guys think, if you guys saw it already, about the Cartersville, Georgia deputy that was caught with a prostitute? Have you guys seen that yet?
Was he on the clock? Was he on the clock?
I don't know if he was on the clock. They didn't say. They just said that there was a sting operation, and he showed up with his little 180 bucks, and he went down.
I mean, it kind of depends. If he was on the clock, obviously that's one thing. In other words, if he was in uniform and had her in the car, and that's different. If he spends his money how he wants to. So, I don't care.
Yeah, but if you're married and you have family and kids and you're a high-profile deputy.
I don't care what he does in his personal life. That doesn't affect his profession. If some people spend their money on gambling, some people smoke cigarettes, some people pay for the putty. But it's his business. So if he wasn't in uniform and using the squad car, we don't have to agree. It's just that's his business. But people, you're right. He's high profile, so they're going to put him on blast. If you want to take the moral road, again, personal preference. But if you want to take the is it illegal, is it right or wrong from the standpoint of how he spends his money, it's no different than getting caught smoking crack and getting elected mayor again. Shit. It happens. It happens. So, I mean, well, I'm not – listen, I know y'all think I'm always anti, but what's up?
So let's see what they got to say about this.
Let me see what happens.
There we go.
He looks like he needs
Oh, we got to read.
We don't want to read. What if it's fine? Ask Scott and ask the question, are you available tonight, and what is your rate? And she said, $120 for half an hour of full service today. So, and what did he say? I'm coming.
With white claw, that's mighty. That's mighty white of you, buddy.
Mighty
white of
you. He was arrested in jail, but was released after paying a $500 bond. Well, you see, you release him, but then you smear him all over the world.
Searching for a reliable used convertible?
Nope, no, I'm not.
Okay.
No.
No, we're not. Just answer the question.
That's funny. That's pretty funny.
Regardless whether he was on duty or not.
Don't miss American Furniture Warehouse's spectacular labor.
What the hell?
Okay. I know, he's checking out the labor
anyway.
And that's okay. He's looking out for us.
So
anyway.
I think regardless whether he's on duty or not, I think that he has a moral obligation to his family to not be a situation, because not only does it affect him and possibly his career, but it also impacts his family. And if he has children, of course, since, you know, he said he's married and he has a wife, I mean, this is not a good thing. This is not cool. This is not okay. And he should have repercussions for his actions. You know, for every action, there's a reaction. And it's not cool. And his career should be in jeopardy. One, he was engaged in an illegal act because it is still illegal to be with a prostitute, period. So,
in Georgia. In that part of Georgia.
Not in Vegas?
Again.
No, not in certain parts of Nevada, brothels are legal, prostitution is legal. That's why I said that. Because yes, it may be, but there are parts in Vegas.
Have
that
you ever
are,
heard of the Bunny Ranch?
It's just outside of in Nevada, not so much Vegas, but Nevada. So CB, my question to you is: you said the moral obligation to his family, blah blah blah. Now, for people who don't believe in that or the religious part of it, they're going to disagree with you. That's his business. But we're talking about professionally. Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. He did break the law, but they, you know, slap on the wrist because, again, it's funny how a lot of times illegal things that are far worse go unpunished, but they go, hey, let's put him in jail and give him a small little fine. Isn't that interesting? So I find that, yeah, really, really funny myself. But you think he should be, do you think he should lose his job, or you just think he should face some type of repercussion?
I think he should lose.
I mean, repercussion.
I think he should
let me ask you a question. How quick did they get rid of Clinton when he had that Monica Lewinsky situation, even though it wasn't a prosecution situation?
Yeah, but technically they didn't.
Right. And they do with the president
either. His feelings is going to be hurt. He might be facing a divorce. Ain't no telling. His wife might like it. We don't know. You know?
Let's see what the captain has to say about it.
Let's go, captain.
Sting operation.
Now that same man is in jail tonight. Alan Devlin, live in the newsroom with more.
And Rick and Sean, this is a Polk County sheriff's person who is conducting this investigation right now. It was a Cartersville officer, however, who, of course, was caught up in this prostitution sting down in Orlando. Now, according to Polk County Sheriff Judd, Cartersville Deputy Chief Jason DePrima was in Orlando in an unmarked DEA government vehicle soliciting prostitution while in town for the American Polygraph Association seminar. DePrima, who was right there, began texting with an undercover detective in Orlando and eventually showed up to a location with alcohol and money in hand with the intention of having sex with the undercover agent. That's when police took him down, and he allegedly lied about what was going on. Polk County Sheriff Judge says DePrima is now in a world of trouble. Here's a piece of that press conference, 15 minutes, letting DePrima have it.
You would have thought, as a high-ranking police officer, well-respected, he would have known better, but he didn't. And now he's got lots of issues, home issues, work issues, criminal issues. What he's got going here is a situation.
He's not important. That guy's not important. You can tell he's not important because he's a sacrificial lamb. They're going to crucify him because he's a nobody. But you see what I'm saying?
Right.
He's a hayseed, and so they're gonna burn him and go, see, guys, we're doing our job, but he's nobody. He's a nobody.
Exactly.
So
you're right.
He's probably gonna lose his job.
You said it best when you said sacrificial lamb. They're excited about that. Hey, look at us. We arrest our police officers too.
That's gonna be
their biggest excuse now. Oh, we even go after our own.
So all that to say, that's another part that I don't think we knew. He was not at home. He was somewhere else. And now I'm a double back in the grievous DB because he was in a government-issued vehicle, so he technically was on Uncle Sam's dime. So when you said you think he needs to be let go, I have to agree with you now, because he wasn't on his vacation. He wasn't, you know, he didn't jump out of an Uber. He was in a government vehicle, sis. So like I said, I'm 100% with you on that. Cause,
boy, government
damn, man, you gonna roll up with government tags trying to buy Yanny? Come on, man. Damn.
First of all, his first clue should have been that he was in an unmarked and the prostitute spoke to him.
No, but he did it online.
He solicited her online.
This is called
a situation.
See how happy he was.
That part.
Sacrificial lamb.
He did it to himself.
He did. I mean, and guess what? Everybody else that does also does, but you don't care if it's Ernie, the hardware store worker, but if it's supposed to be someone in a higher profile position, is it fair? No. But guess what? When you're in that, your life kind of, and this goes for like celebrities and athletes and things like that, your life doesn't, it's not your own anymore. And even if you don't want to be a role model, you're in the spotlight. So if you're a civil servant, and you do dumb shit like that, then, yeah, you're going to get plastered all over the news. But, again, homeboy, you know, he looked a little inbred, so it is what it is.
Yeah, and the worst conversation he's having right now since he posted his little $500 bond, which probably would have been $5,000 if it was me. But, anyway, the conversation he's dealing with now is the wife be saying, so how many other times have you done this on your little road trips?
Oh, that part. Because, you know, he's never going to be able to go anywhere, do nothing without that again. But here's the thing.
No. This is going to be it. We don't do it anymore.
Maybe. Yeah.
He's going to justify this whole thing. You're always working. I'm always working. We don't have time. I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. We have kids together.
What I'm trying to figure out,
though. Let's get counseling and work it out.
Did they dress him up for that mugshot? Because he sure didn't look like an officer. He looked like Billy Bum, Billy Bum off the corner.
Yeah, they want to portray a particular image on purpose in court and in mugshots. That's very, very deliberate, very deliberate. I wanted to comment on something Mimi was saying. I know we got to pay some bills, so, G, get ready to get that. Mm-hmm. But Mimi said something earlier, and I was going to give y'all a chance to mock my adopted city here because you already know it's always some chicanery and going on here. So you said something earlier when we were talking that jogged this particular thing I'm going to say. So, you know, I can wait till after the commercials and we'll slide into it.
No, get it out.
All right, I'm going to get it out. So Mimi said something about how people feel and don't feel in terms of how they, you know, we were talking about privilege and things like that. So in Vegas, at the airport, there was a woman who got arrested, and I'm sure she was probably drunk, who knows, but I'll let y'all determine the rest of it. She basically said they were jealous and accused them of arresting her for being too good looking. She said they had never seen anyone as good looking as she was, and that's why they were singling her out for being belligerent. She walked out of a Friday's, didn't pay for her meal. Entitlement. She walked out, and then they caught her sleeping somewhere later on. You know, they approached her, and she went ape shit on them, talking about, you know, you guys are just coming down on me because I'm so attractive. You've never seen anyone look this good, blah, 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 and, you know, the whole thing. Now, we already know there's got to be more to it because although people are that arrogant, nobody is, you know what I mean, just that brash about things. But I can just imagine how that conversation went. I'm laughing my ass off because if you were really that attractive or that important or that whatever, you wouldn't be at the public airport. You'd have your own. I digress. So anyway, this is the kind of goofy shit when we talk entitlement. This is the kind of stuff that happens all the time. And I'm just going to venture to say that she didn't resemble anybody on this panel. I mean, listen, I got my beige babies here. I got my light brights. Y'all pert near, but y'all not plum, damn it. So I'm just going to say, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just pointing out there. Up the rise level. So anyway, your comment reminded me about that, but it was pretty funny. And so I read that, and I was just shaking my head like, Jesus. And, you know, it always happens here or nearby or in the air coming here or whatever. So that was and that's what popped off earlier, among other things. We got so much going on in the news here, man. We've got high-profile lawyers being accused of murdering reporters, like in a neighborhood not far from where I live, like yellow tape and everything. It's the wild, wild west out here. They are tripping. So, hey, happy
Hold
Wednesday.
Hold that talk. Hold that talk.
Okay. I'm
Buddy, it's me, CD. Join us every Wednesday for your midweek motivator, offering you conversation, motivation, music, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. So tune in. Let's talk. Join us as we shake things up and talk things out. CB and the boys, join us for your midweek motivation. See ya.
I'ma make you pop like that.
Motivation, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. What's up? All right, and we are back. All right, Roger, you have the floor. You had posed some questions to us. So carry on.
100%, 100%. Oh, this is going to be funny, but so I got a lot of questions as I go through my work week because that's how I am, and then when I read articles and things like that. But before we get back to that, George, even though I don't have a workout tip for today, I do have something kind of sports-related, and I want to give somebody their flowers. So I still want my intro, George, because, you know, I like my favorite part. Do it up any damn way. You got to cue me up. But...
oh, yeah. It is Jim Roger Hawkins.
All right, I'm tripping. So, check it out.
Roger, hold on.
That's my shit.
Wait a minute. Before you continue on with your segment, I have got to share this.
Uh-oh. What you share? Yeah, George, man, time to play around.
Oh, no.
You weren't even that much of a rock, man.
You don't play? Wait a minute.
What is it?
Really?
They are not going to give me the video. We are not going to read the article.
Oh,
of what?
The lady in the airport.
Oh, you thought you had
it. It is all over. It is all over the net. I mean, all over.
It's funny. I told you, it's funny. She's serious. It's too funny.
I was just curious what she looked like, since she was, you know, thinking she was all that in a bag of chips.
That's another story.
I do have it.
Uh-oh. Oh, come on. Let me have it.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Ready in 60 seconds.
You know people record it, right? We don't want to read. Anyway.
So, we almost had a video. Don't nobody want to read that.
Oh, that's booty. Nah. Yeah, we didn't come in to go to school. But yeah, you already know. Listen, look at whatever. So anyway, why are we tripping? We talked last week about the whole BYU and Duke thing with the young sisters who got, you know, heckled and racially, you know. Anyway, I talked to you guys. I'm not even really a huge basketball fan, but like Dawn Staley, I've loved that woman since I watched her play back in the day when she was playing for Team USA and all. It's just something about the way she handled things and carried herself. I've always loved Dawn Staley, not even a big basketball fan. She's that deal. And we talked about when she won national championships coaching South Carolina and all that. Yo, that's my girl. But she just pulled such a boss move, I had to talk about it. She basically pulled out of their two games against BYU this year because she said, no, you know, I have a principle. I'm going to stand on it. And everyone stood behind her. And I mean, when I say the whole sports world is rallying behind her, that's what I love. Because, you know, women are underrepresented, obviously coaches, women of color, blah, blah, blah. So she's got all these kind of statistics on her side or not on her side. But Dawn is killing the game, so I'm always bigging her up. But she pulled – that's a real boss move. She was like, we're not going to go. We're not going to do it. And you realize when you play bigger schools, there's a lot of money to be made and things like that. See, her bottom line had nothing to do with dollar signs. That's why she gets even more – I mean, she's always got the utmost respect just by the way she took care of her game and things like that. But I just want to shout out Dawn Staley again for doing that. She said, you know what, I'm not going to do it. We're not going to play there. They're not going to come here. And you know what, big ups to South Carolina. They stood behind her. And again, it's giving a lot of other people the cojones to kind of step up and say, yeah, because, you know, someone always kind of has to be that drum major to go first before other people get enough heart to step up and say, oh, yeah, I'm with that too. So I'm just super, super, proud of that move that she made. But that's really my sports segment for today. Serena retired again. We're going to talk about that. Big ups to the queen of the court. That was all. I just want you to word shout out.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your opinion. Did you see it? I watched the match.
I saw snippets. You know, I got snippets of it, then I got updates because I was working. But I know she went out, what was it, quarterfinals, third round, something like that. But she's almost 40. And I mean,
she got a standing ovation, too.
Oh, yeah. And for all the people that, you know, everybody has critics. But you know what? I'll tell you what. She's still that. You don't have to love me. You have to respect me. And that's what I loved about her. She would accept nothing less, whether it was with the refs, the ball boys, the opponents. And again, as a sister who pretty much did it on her own terms, you know, Serena's always going to be, she's always going to be that deal, you know. So, again, big ups to a stellar career on that one, too. See, I know y'all be thinking sometimes I'm hard on sisters and I don't love y'all. I love y'all. I be loving y'all. Y'all be messing up and shit.
You see that right there? I said it management. Out of the invite.
Yeah. What's up? Okay, I said it management.
Inviting us to the square table.
Okay. So absolutely. Like I said, yeah, I know Mimi will give us the rundown and the update on that. We definitely want to be a part. Yep. I know I do anyway. You know,
we would definitely do
any
that.
Opportunity.
I could see us doing it now.
Okay, for sure.
We'll talk more about it. We'll definitely talk about it.
Yeah, that's our family right there. We got you, fam. I'm all about that. Guys, I got a question. I need y'all to answer this because check this out. If you, it was funny. George and I are the two married individuals on here, but we're workless. But okay, everybody, if your partner had a best friend of the opposite sex and they said that they were not going to let that person go as a friend or in their life, is it a deal breaker? Now, there are conditions and things like that, but I'll let you guys stipulate that because, of course, you're going to say, well, did you have sex with them? When? Back in the day, did you not? Blah, blah, blah. What would be your stipulations on something like that? And is it a deal breaker if your partner or your husband or wife or just partner was like, I'm not letting this person go. They're too important.
Not a deal breaker for me. I've been in that situation, and It's not a deal breaker for me. What you did before me, I don't care. It was before me. I'm not going to ask. I don't want to know. That's between you, them, and Jesus. Now, what you do from this point on
sure
can possibly be a deal breaker.
Okay. Okay.
So just make sure you stay in your lane. Have your friend, but stay in your lane. Don't cross that line. It's all good.
Okay. Okay.
That's the way I see it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, in my opinion, there's nobody on the planet has the right to meet somebody and say, okay, that friend that you had for the last 15 years, that motherfucker got to go.
Right.
Nobody. Ain't nobody.
Right. But
something wrong with that motherfucker got a problem. Because that don't make sense to me, you and Jesus. How the hell are you going to regulate somebody else's friend that you just met?
Okay.
Ain't that a bitch? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
that person probably has a bunch of other issues to go along with that one. They probably extra controlling. They probably got all kinds of shit. They probably insecure as fuck. You see what I'm saying? Because don't make sense. That don't even make common sense that you would try to regulate who somebody that you just met is friends with based on their past history in the past with somebody.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
I got you. So, Mimi, I'm assuming you agree. Have you been in that situation?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree because I've been in that situation. I've been in the situation where I was told, you are not going to work in those projects anymore because I don't mess with that dude and I know him and he like skin women. And deuces, he had to go because you're not going to tell me what I'm going to do and you're not going to cut into my paycheck. So, yeah.
Oh, that was in the 80s. That was in the 80s anyway when light skin was in. You know, that was the 80s.
Whatever.
CB, what's your thought? What's your thought?
Nikki, I'll do it.
I definitely agree. I mean, when I think of things like that, you know, my first question is, does this person affect my paycheck, whether they're there or not? And if the answer is no, then they're irrelevant. They got to go. You either with me or you're against me. And if you're against me, you definitely got to go. So, yeah, it's a no for me.
And we don't do that. We don't tell people who to talk to, who not to talk to, who to be friends with, not be friends with. That's
sure.
not, because this is the thing. At the end of the day, what you do in the dark is going to come to light. If you are about some bullshit, it's going to float. So, you know, do what you want to do because at the end, look, we're all grown adults. See, that's the key thing, too. You know what I'm saying? It's a trust factor, and we're all grown.
You just said it. I think what's funny is people use those two interchangeably, the words grown and adult, that is. And oftentimes, they're not interchangeable. Adult shit, you're an adult if you're 18 in this country. You're not grown for a long time sometimes, but
right.
I get your point.
That's true.
But you said trust factor, and I think trust and security are two different things. My short answer is, of course, yeah, I do think that, you know, that should never be a deal breaker. But I also think I think we've all been in the situation at some point or another, but I feel like if it's really important, you're going to make sure that your partner or they're going to make sure that you are comfortable enough with the situation that you don't allow anything to creep in. Because, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, men and women technically are not meant to be friends. That's not how we were designed. It happens, and it happens based on certain things, but that's not what we were meant to be. I think it can be a wonderful thing if there's an understanding. But please believe that any so-called close guy friend you have is like, that's my sis, I love her, but if he's been around you that long and you knew how it started, don't ever think that if your man dropped dead tomorrow, he wouldn't comfort you all the way home and all the way naked. But it's okay. It's supposed to be
I'm
like
gonna
that.
I'm going to ask a question. I need to ask a question about that. I got to ask a question about that while you were on the line. Let me ask a question.
Okay, follow.
Is it
What's
true?
Up? What's up?
Because I've heard this a couple of times before, and I heard this from this individual, that I'm talking about. So I was told that every man that knows or has come in contact with or has been around Mimi Acosta wants to smash. Now, I'm not going to just say this like as in shut up. Take the eyes away.
Damn. I mean,
as in Mimi, just women in general. You know, does every man want to smash their friends, their female friends?
No, it's not. Well, here's the deal. As men and women, if we're not attracted to you physically out the gate, have you ever walked up on somebody and been like, I'll bet he would be a great partner and confidant? We don't do that shit. That's not what we look at you guys as. Because here's the thing, quite frankly, out the gate as friends, you guys suck. You're not good homeboys. You're not. That's not what you're meant to be. You may turn out to be, and even the ones that go, I'm one of the guys that are, no, you guys suck as homies. But you can become great friends. The most loyal people I've ever met are women. The most diehard in your corner, but that doesn't mean everyone is meant to be like that. So when I hear, and it's oftentimes young people go, oh, I've got a bunch of friends, and me and my guy friends, and all of my guy friends know you're a whore. I'm sorry, it is what it is. Because if you're the only girl in a group of seven, you're probably the doorknob of the group. Everybody's gonna get a turn. You know, I mean, like I would never let my daughter or my listen. You can have those apartments, but if
not necessarily.
If you don't do it
in groups of guys and stuff like that,
guess what?
And didn't smash nobody.
Let me tell you what it was. It ain't nothing against you because you're cool like that. But you know what each one of them was thinking? Out of all these Negroes, I'm gonna be the one that's gonna get that. Like we don't set out to be. You don't have the same things in common. You can be cool and all that, but that is not how God created us. God didn't create us to hang out and talk about sports unless it was after we got through having sex. It ain't the nature of the business. But we can be friends, but you know who determines that? This is about to blow your mind. Who determines if we really are going to be friends and nothing more? It really ain't you. You determine if we have sex. I determine if we stay friends platonically. That ain't your choice. Because if I know I'm not going to get it, and you're like, this is where I stand, I'm out, unless I choose to stay, not you. Because you can decide you don't want to have sex with a guy. But if we decide we're going to still be your friend, it's called human nature.
I think the coolest guys are the coolest guys. Like, there's some cool guys that I can be like, okay, you know what, we could be friends, like, for life.
But I got some guys. Listen, every guy who's a real man, every guy who's grown, you can love your boys, you can love your brothers, you can love all that. Every guy knows who would be the first person to call his woman, wife, old lady, whatever, if he died today. They'll be at your funeral hugging and consoling. You know if you disappeared, whether y'all broke up, divorced, you died, you know which one of your boys is going to try to hit. You do. You know who wants your woman. Just like your girlfriend, you know the same one of your girlfriends. It might be like, ooh, girl, he's a trip. But you know who would call him if you dipped on him. It's the truth. We are meant to couple and pair up. We ain't meant to be shopping buddies and all that other bullshit. If you like sports and you my girl, that's a bonus. You are a bonus. But that ain't all I'm going to deal with you for. Are you crazy? Shit, I can go kick it with some guys who think like me. I'm not going to sit there and do that with somebody I'm looking at and I'm thinking, I would love to talk about sports if she was naked right now, and that's just how we operate. It's not personal. It's how we operate. So when you talk about that whole having a friend thing, you gotta keep that shit close. You gotta keep it real close. It's not if it's you and me, either you lady. If it's y'all and me, you can have your homeboys. I'm gonna be cool with them. I'm gonna know them. I'm gonna know everything about them, and I expect them to want you, and that's cool. Cause guess what? All the responsibility falls on you. It doesn't fall on them. You're supposed to want my woman.
Right.
If I'm with a woman that another man doesn't want, I'm with the wrong woman.
No, of course.
Right,
but
exactly. Exactly.
If he doesn't get out of pocket, you said what?
I said, I'll agree with you on that part. But that other bumbo jumbo you just said, no, because one, it's
okay.
Everybody has a choice. at the end of the day, you have a choice. Either be friends or you're not going to be friends. There's no middle ground.
Right. Agreed.
There's no gray area. There's no green area. It's either black or it's white.
Hey,
period. You're going to do it or you're not going to do it. And that's just how it is.
Hey, look it. You know what? You're free to feel like that. You're free to feel like that. But all I'm telling you is the real world doesn't allow for us to be left, right, black. People think it's black and white. Black and white is such bullshit. Hey. I love you, fam.
You make your own destiny. It doesn't matter if you want to be friends or you don't want to be friends. If that person doesn't want to be friends with you, then keep it moving. There were a billion other people in this world you can be friends with. The question posed is
if your significant other had a friend that was this important. All I'm doing is explaining why you have to understand the rules of engagement and you have to be okay with that. Listen, I told my woman, I told my wife years ago, I mean, 12,000 years ago, I go, listen, I expect every day that you walk out the door for another guy to try to holler at you. I don't give a shit. That's not my problem. Like I said, as long as your key fits my lock, as long as, and after the point that it became that you, you know, if you have my last name or we have, and none of that even matters. It's your choice. And like I tell her all the time, I put all the ownership on her. So even if a dude called me and was like, hey, brother, I'm doing this, we doing that, I'm like, you know what? Good looking out, dog. I got some shit I got to go pack. Hers. Because I'm not going to put it on him. I expect a man to do what a man's going to do. I'm never going to be mad at the guy, ever. And people can get mad at me all you want. We do what the hell we are designed to do. Live it, like it, lump it, or don't. But the fact of the matter is, if she had a friend or friends, and again, she's introduced me to quite a few people, whether it was when we lived here or lived there. I'm shaking every dude's hand knowing good and damn well. Like I said, if I disappear tomorrow, you're going to be at the door. Good for you. And we've had this discussion. I've said this to her face when she was there and when she wasn't there, and I'm sure she feels the same way to some degree. If a man can, quote unquote, take you, he can have you. I don't get down. I don't ever argue, fuss, fight, or get into it over something that's supposed to belong to me. Now, disrespect is one thing. I'm not going to let anybody disrespect anybody on this panel if I'm with you.
Right.
But what I'm saying is if we're away and you represent me, and you don't come correct and do the right thing, I don't care what that brother promised you. Listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I told you, I don't know what it is. Today is that Wednesday. Maybe because it's my son's birthday. I don't know. Today is that Wednesday. It's only a few things that any man can offer you. It's only a few things that any man can offer you that another man may have more or less of. Material things, i.e. money, house, car. Wacky, that means, you know, how's the dang is hanging, or some type of prestige. It's a finite amount of things we have. If you think, okay, this guy's better looking, you're going to go for that. If you think he's got more money, influence, or accumulation, you're going to go for that. But that's going to be evident in the beginning. We know who's looking for the upgrade. So my point is, I think we all agree, for different reasons, no, it doesn't matter if our significant other has a friend of the same or of a different sex. My thing is, you keep your friends close, you keep your enemies closer. Not saying that would be my enemy, but you know what I mean. You gotta keep your eye right there, because if you leave, you know, you realize I can get in your house if the door is open, if the door is cracked, or if I can see through and you got the chain on it. I can kick that bitch in. So that being said, it's up to you. The ball's in your court.
All right.
You're welcome.
Well, this looks like a good time to open up for a music break. And since we're talking about leaving, here is Music Soul Child and If You Leave.
Sorry. Not sorry. It's my jam.
She decided to really slow it down.
You think I'm so full of it. It ain't gonna help. I think I'm just better, baby. You think I can be so arrogant, but I'm just trying to keep my head up, baby.
You think I procrastinate, baby, but I think I'm taking my time. You think you need to leave, but I think I disagree. But if you believe, you'll do best without me. But before we say goodbye, let's give it a try. If you leave, then baby I'll leave. I'll let it go, girl, it's over. But I have no doubt we can work it out.
Yeah. I think you're so full of it, full of it. You just don't know when to let up, baby. You're so arrogant, arrogant. Do you think you're so much better, baby? But I think it ain't healthy for me to judge you by your flaws. And that's why I know I could criticize, but I put that aside to focus on you and I. But if you before we say goodbye, let's give it a try. If you leave, baby, I'll leave. I'll let it go, but it's over. But I have no doubt we can work it out. Yeah.
Hey. Now if you wanna go, baby, then I'll let you go. And even though I'm trying to hold on, I can't if you don't.
Hey, listen, we done all been there.
Listen, you ready to have the baby. This is the baby about to come out. She's just like pushing it back in. You just really stopped that track right on its track. The legs ain't
we
got to
do that the old school way. Nah, that's what's up.
That's
I think right, people
that's
a little
that's
more
all right, I need to laugh right now, so please.
Hey. Music is my boy. Y'all know Mary. Mary's the queen of You Did Me Wrong songs. Shit.
DJ right here. We got honey, DJ TV. Woo, woo.
Mary is the queen of Boy, You Did Me Wrong.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's when she's at her best.
Well.
The bitter Mary, the bitter Mary is kind of like the fat Luther. They both good, but see when Mary's happy, it ain't the same. When Mary's depressed, shit, you got a winner, platinum. As soon as she get in a good relationship, shit go down. Hey, it's all great, you know. So yeah, I better recognize. I'm telling you. Folks be watching.
But it's like, you know, it's like I just said, like with any relationship, it's all about choices. In life, in love, in war, in life, period. It's all about choices. You either do or you don't. You stay or you go. I mean, there's really no ifs, ands, or buts on the matter because at the end of the day, you have the choice to do what you want to do. You have the choice to make your own destiny, make your own way, live your own life. It's all about choices. And if you want to stay in a relationship that's doomed with somebody who treats on you, beats on you, and treats you like shit, then that's your prerogative. But at the end of the day, it's all about choices, period. And that's all
I have to say about that. That's all I have to say about that. No, you always have two, but oftentimes you have more. That's what's crazy. You always have two choices. I agree with you, sis, but you oftentimes have more because, again, I don't know if my thought is popular or not. A lot of people believe in black and white, and for people that believe everything in the world is black and white, I feel bad for them because that's that. If you want to know what's absolute bullshit, that's absolute bullshit. Black and white, if you don't believe in shades of gray and the colors of the spectrum, then you're delusional because there's always, again, if we want to throw out, you know, old adages, you know, there's always exceptions to rules. You know, there really, really is. Simply because just when you think, okay, if that was the case, we would only have one type of food, one type of animal, one type of law. There's always exceptions for whatever reason, justifiable or not. But yes, I agree. Everything there's always a choice. Live or die, stay or go, you know, hot or cold. But guess what? What do you do when you get hot and cold? Warm.
Well, but the thing is, you have to be prepared to accept the results of your actions.
Sure, yeah. Agreed. Here's the thing. What's acceptable to me may not be acceptable to George. What Mimi can deal with, I might not be able to handle. So, again, you know, what you think is a deal breaker, I may be like, eh, not so much. So, I think that is exactly what makes us all individual. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, the world would be pretty boring if we all agreed at all the time, you know?
That part.
And our show would be pretty boring if we all agreed all the time.
Thank goodness, you know, we have these goofy things going on because you're right. It is fun to see why people, what makes each one of us tick because we've all come together here. And even though three out of the four of us are from the same place, we still had different, you know, walks and upbringings to get us right here. Even though we may have encountered each other along the way, we may still get to the same destination and take four different routes to work. So, yeah, I agree. You know, that whole, the variety of it's what makes it fun, but it makes it interesting when people say, how could you do that? How could you accept that? Like, what's a deal breaker in some households is not in others. You know, I think that's interesting. But I think the judgment part of it is what's crazy. How dare we judge, you know, I mean, I'm talking about us, but I mean just other people really beating down on people for decisions they make, whether it be to stay or to go, based on what the other individual would do. So what? Shit, if you can handle no lights and no running water, but you got your family together, good for you. If you would rather be in a mansion with all that stuff but get punched in the eye every now and then, shit, if you like it, I love it. You know, my only deal breaker is we say, please don't come for me or mine, but it's not my place to judge what other people do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Mimi, you got something she needs to drop on us. I'm checking this out here. You all right?
I was just sharing because I was just a little on some little disconnection shit over here, but it's all good. I'm having my little drink and I'm multitasking, guys. I'm multitasking.
Okay,
but I'm listening.
Okay, we'll reconvene. I know you got something going on, sweetie, so something more, a little bigger than this.
Yeah, but it's all good. I'm here. I'm present and accounted for, as usual.
Physically.
I don't like three blocks. I like four, so.
Hey, it's all good. You know, I love it, girl. I love when you flex. I love when you flex your emotional muscles. I love it about you.
Gage, honey. I'm flexing a whole lot of it. And George
cheers
is
to you.
Confused.
Right. George is like, what the hell? Well, okay, we have a lot of reading going on here today, guys. And, you know, sometimes Kansas City school system has failed some of us, you know, when it comes to those big words.
Some of that, too.
My tutor ain't here today. My tutor ain't here for me.
Ooh. Ew.
Wow. Really?
That is a little foul.
That was
a little personal.
That was horrific.
That one's out of
pocket. That was a terrible foul.
Look, that looks like the kind of shit that guy would actually pose, the guy with the dog in the water sitting outside thinking of somebody with a bald head. Y'all remember him?
Yeah. It's like, Why would you do that? That's offensive. That's offensive. That's offensive. That's offensive.
That's not the kind of stuff that people with our backgrounds with our talk about.
I'm just going to assume everybody's drunk. That's what I'm going to assume, because I'm like, I don't know what the hell. I was actually on the boat for a minute, and shit, they pushed me over the side. I don't know what the hell they talking about, G. I'm over here, dude. Right. Hey, me and Barry O both confused. That's my guy. I bet Barack would be cool as shit on a vacation. Barack would be cool.
One day we will meet him. One day he will be on CB and the Boys. Mark my words.
Now,
okay.
Crystal, we know you can find everybody on the internet. Now, hear me out. And when Michelle's asleep, I like to watch midget porn. So now, don't bother me. Hey, listen. Now she said I need to stop doing that. And I said, don't you see I'm trying to cut back.
That's offensive. That was our president. Now come on, that's not funny.
Hey. He puts his pants on one leg at a time and pisses like I do in the morning. Hey, if I saw him, I would high five that nigga and offer him a beer like I would anybody. He got a job like I do. Like I said, nobody, I don't hold anybody in that high of esteem. I got a man crush on him, but shit, he's a man like I am. Anyway, question.
Yeah.
If you called a Lyft or an Uber and the person showed up and they had a rickshaw, would you get in and go for a ride? If he pulled up and he had the ancient Asian thing where you sit in the back and he pulls it, a rickshaw, would you ride?
Maybe
he's looking so confused. Why not? Okay, why not?
No.
Why not? Why not? Why not?
Because, one, to be hired for Lyft and Uber, you have to have a four-door vehicle. A rickshaw does not even begin to describe or fall into that category. So, one, it can never happen.
I'm asking because it happened. That's why I asked. It happened. Now,
what is that?
Lord.
Okay, so, George, would you do it? Your fucking tall ass. George's feet are touching the ground. Would you do it, though? Would you ride?
Hell no.
Mimi,
what
you
kind of question is that?
I don't know what it is.
It's like a wheelbarrow. It's like a dressed up wheelbarrow pulled by a person.
Oh, so
like in China.
What this means then.
Like in China.
You know that Roger goes on a lot of fucking trips. And this is the thing with him, right? He goes to all these parts of the world. He sees shit like that, and he's going to pose a question like that on the show. Knowing damn well, ain't no Lyft or Uber with that bullshit. So if that's
okay,
the case.
So, look.
If we were in another country and that was
could you
norm,
imagine,
then
do
I would
you
probably
realize,
do it.
Wait a minute. Do you realize how they make money driving Lyft and Uber? So could you imagine
okay.
how much money that person would not be making?
Exactly.
So, y'all are so, but y'all are just assholes. Okay,
see,
here's the deal.
Uber Eats, I can see it because people on bikes deliver Uber Eats. But transporting
no,
humans?
So,
As a representative of Uber? No.
Okay, so no. It happened. I read the story a couple of weeks ago, and I meant to ask. Here's my thought process. And it was a black couple that did it.
I call bullshit.
Look it up. George, look it up so that we can make her eat her damn words.
Just because they said it happened doesn't necessarily mean it happened.
So look it
people
up. Look up the story.
But, it all the time. But
oh, trust me, I know. But hypothetically, here's my question.
Because I work for Uber, so I know the rules.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, George.
Because
you have to have a vehicle.
Because kidnappers don't break the rules all the time. But I'm just, so my
a
point is this.
Rickshaw is not a vehicle.
The people that did it.
It's not a four-door vehicle.
Okay.
It's not a motor vehicle.
What's up?
Seriously.
I'm gonna let you shut your cousin's mouth.
Seriously, right now, are you serious?
I'm gonna go refill my drink.
If it happened, doesn't mean that it should have happened, and this ain't a whole
if it happened thing. This is a whole nother deal. This is
Roger,
something
you're right,
that they are actually putting together on purpose. Uber.
I get so tired of being first and last mile
connectivity. Your first and last mile, you can take a look at yourself.
Y'all are welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So within 1 mile, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. The stipulations is so obviously whatever the loophole is.
The lines is wrong.
Oh,
and they launched this in 2020.
Really?
It's part of their attempts to create a platform of their style that's 100% emissions free by 2040.
But you know what's interesting about that? That on the highways, from exit to exit is 1 mile. So I guess if you run out of gas and you call them, they can actually take you to the first neighboring gas station. Hey, it works for somebody.
I guess my whole thing was, when I read that, here's what I read. I read that a couple ordered an Uber, and it was a black couple. And I'm saying that because when it showed up, the guy with the quote-unquote rickshaw showed up, and they looked at each other funny. Now, you know how sometimes a we can be, but I was pleasantly surprised because they were like, you know what, let's just go with it. So I thought that was dope. That's the only reason I asked, because I'm like, how many people would be like, really? But then they went with it. And so I was like, you know what, that was pretty dope because, I mean, obviously if it's not raining, cold, or super hot, you know, the fact that gentleman or that person pulled up was like, come on, and they went with it.
George,
do you still
have the picture pulled up? Like, is the person sitting behind?
This is actually on Uber.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the website is actually Uber.com. This is the Uber newsroom. That picture is actually in India, and the vehicle is not. It's not a traditional rickshaw.
Okay,
On the picture.
Now, and realize in other countries, they don't have the strict rules that we have in America when it comes to vehicles. So you can get away with shit like this.
Africa, you can make a whole car. It's like a little golf cart.
Or something
like
that. Or a horse and buggy. A mule cart.
And you know, if it rains, there's a roof. Come on, guys.
See, Mimi, you changed your mind. I like that. You changed your mind. See that?
I might do it.
See? Broaden your horizons. You wouldn't do that shit like in New York, but I mean,
no.
Think about it. We have similar in Vegas. So in Vegas, like down in Fremont, obviously it gets packed. They have people that have kind of like the bicycle, rickshaw type joints where they just ride the bike. Exact same thing.
Right.
It's the exact same thing. They're just riding a bike instead of pulling. You know, and I've actually seen a regular rickshaw down there, but it's kind of a novelty because, you know, people are out kicking it, boom, boom, boom. You want to run around and get the experience. So I've actually seen real live rickshaws in Vegas. But no, you're not going to say take me from here to the strip because now you're going to be dealing with a dead rickshaw puller on your hands. That's too far. But, yeah, just going around the strip or, you know, from block to block, why not? It's no different than the horse-drawn carriage and all the other garbage that they do in other cities to go see their little shopping zones and take a long time. Same thing. So I was wondering if somebody pulled
up. You might want to check it out. It's really out there for real. Uber.com. Can't go wrong.
Uber India.
Uber India.
Uber India.
I never That's even crazy. Knew what that was, a rickshaw. I never knew what that was. Okay.
Yep. Oh, super old school. See? Look at there. Look at there. We on here edumacating.
And I would do it. I would definitely do it.
Oh, dang.
What?
This was... They launched these e-rickshaws. They launched these e-rickshaws in 2015.
Oh, wow, really? All right. Really?
Nobody has entertained it much. Here in the U.S.?
So what's the...
In India.
Yeah, but that's like a little trike because the city is so packed. I mean, they've got little cars and mini bikes and all. That's really just a playoff of like the scooters and all that. I was really talking about like a person drawn cart, not so much the
and
little scooters and all that.
The thing is, they call it Uber E-Rick. That's the cool thing. It's cute. I would do it if I'm in India. I ain't doing that shit in the U.S., though.
See? Okay, why not? Okay, what if you're on Bourbon Street? What if you're in the French Quarters where it's really, really packed and you can't drive?
This is the thing. If I'm in India, I'm going to do what the Indians do, right? So I'm gonna ride in this little thing in the dust of the streets of India, and I might end up smelling like dust. Like, forget Chanel.
Can you see
the
Mimi belly dancing?
From playing outside. But in the U.S., I know I'm going to find myself in this thing. What you just said, Smarta?
I said, can you see Mimi belly dancing? India is doing your Mata Hari
thing. In Michigan is putting a new...
Hey, you got to see this. You got to see this.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all are going to be like, what the hell?
Why do we give George the internet? Why
do we give him the internet? This dude. Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Amish man in Michigan is putting a new spin on ride sharing. He's using his horse and buggy to give customers a lift. Check this out. Timothy Hochstedler calls his method the Amish Uber. He says not only do customers get where they need to go, but they get an incredible experience to go with it. So far, people who have tried the service are impressed by the horsepower.
I mean, all right, man. You know, listen, it's the same shit, bro. It's the same joint. I mean, all right.
I'm not
See,
doing
everybody's trying to get on board.
But wait a minute. Okay. Okay, one more. I can't stop. This is Uber. Fox News. This is Uber. Fox News right here.
Let's go.
Hold on. Look, Chris is going to go to work tomorrow with something to talk about.
Uber went old school tonight. The ride-sharing company offered horse and buggies to get people around downtown Austin.
And they did this to paint a picture of what Uber says will happen if the city council approves tough new regulations, basically a transportation setback. Fox 7's Rayanne Christensen joins us live from downtown. And Rayanne, how strict are these proposed regulations?
Well, Rebecca, Uber tells us that they right now use a named-based background search to check their drivers, and these new regulations would be stricter, making them have to use a fingerprint-based for their background search. Now, Uber officials tell us if they do have to use the fingerprinting method, they will be driven out of Austin altogether.
They're going to take us back to horse and buggy times in terms of wait times.
Back to the 19th century for Austin transportation. That's what Uber officials say will happen if city council votes in favor of new regulations on ride-sharing companies.
When you add in extensive regulations that provide no safety value, the amount of potential people that are open to driving on the platform decrease. It lowers arrival times. It makes it a bad product for the people of Austin.
Uber says the regulation would drop their driver pool because it focuses on arrest rather than convictions.
To protest Councilmember Ann Kitchens' plan, Uber offered horse and buggy rides dubbed Kitchens Uber. Kitchens says it comes down to safety and tells us in a statement, in part, rules are not about getting rid of Uber. The fact that a corporation is attacking the council because they don't want to apply with safety rules is disgraceful. DPS has told us.
Interesting.
A whole
attack.
Yeah, that's the whining.
We're trying to make a statement.
Having a pity party. Right, really?
Right.
Don't go that far. Whatever. Uber. So I don't know. Horse and buggy. Some people think it's romantic. It's whatever.
No,
okay.
It's not. It's not romantic. The shit is whack. You know, it's a bunch of bumping and shit and tick, 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 and the lights and
the
horse and...
Hey, that sounds personal, Mimi. Why you don't like horse and buggy rides? You can't get romantic? Damn, that sounds personal.
Not...
Damn.
No. Not
that shit is whack. It sucks. Hey, fuck his romance. Okay. Damn. Sorry. Okay. All right, this is my last one. I'm on a roll. Would you ladies, I'm only saying ladies because dudes, we don't have the option. We don't have the option. Ladies, if a guy asks you out the gate, okay, hey, let's go out, let's hang out, I want to kick it with you, let's go out Friday. You say, okay, we should go out. Everything's cool. Now, one, if he asks you ahead of time, hey, what's the likelihood of us having sex at the end? Whatever your answer may be, yes, no, none, 50%, okay? So let's say he asked you that out the gate. Would you guys want to be asked out right out the gate just so he knew where he stood? Or would you find that crass, rude, and be like, no, I'm not going to go because I don't know how the date's going to go, even if you guys have been talking? So let's say you've been talking. It ain't the first time you talk, but you've been working up to this. And you go, okay, we're finally going to go out. And he goes, hey, we're going to go out. I want to take you to a restaurant, hang out, dance, and blah, 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 blah. But are we going to have sex? And then you go, well, it's our first time out, even though we've talked and all that. And if you say no, he goes, that's cool. I still want to go out, but we should go Dutch. What are your thoughts? Would you be like, nah, piss off? Or would you be like, all right, that's cool, because now I don't owe you anything. So what would your answer and selection be?
No. This is the thing. That is not the kind of conversation that you have, period, as a man. You don't ask a woman if she's going to smash at the end of the night. Because this is
okay,
the thing. This is the thing. You got to listen to me. This is the thing. Nine times out of ten, we're going to smash. I'm just saying. Nine times out of ten, we're going to smash. That 1%, that one little percent means, you know, I'm just having one of those nights. I don't know. Maybe I just got off of my shit. You know, I'm not 100% yet. La, 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 la. Whatever the case may be. It's just not the night, whatever. But that 99%, oh, we smashing.
Okay, so is this assuming, obviously you guys have a rapport. I'm not saying obviously right out the gate you just meet.
Yes.
Assuming you have a rapport. Now,
definitely.
Right, because like you said,
but
you kind of should
says
know.
That. Nobody says that. Hey, babe, check this out. I'm going to take you to dinner. We're going to go do some things. We might go bowling, but at the end night, we need to smash. What are your thoughts?
But okay. CB said she said no out the gate too. So okay, so let me change the question a little bit. If it was a first time meeting, now maybe y'all had a couple of conversations, you kind of vibe and it's a first time meeting, and he goes, listen, I don't want to really waste my time, yours, boom, boom, boom. And he says, so listen, I'm flying in town, I want to hook up. You know, you guys have only talked a couple of times, and all, but you don't really know him. Y'all just been talking. Is it the same thing? Is it still one of those?
If he wants to fly into town. I didn't make him fly into town.
Okay, this is the thing. This is the thing. Right.
Hold on.
It's all the same. Because whether you've been talking for a while or not, and then you hook up for the first time, or you've been talking for a while or not, and he's coming from fucking Africa, nobody gives a shit where he's coming from. At the end of the day, you've had a conversation for a few, you really like each other. If you go out and shit happens, it happens. And if it don't, you should just mutually understand and then just kick it the next time. Like, it's all depending. You know, it's either going to happen or not.
Yeah.
Okay. But what are you saying?
I think within 5 minutes, you know if you're going to do something with this person or not. I mean, one, if you're attracted to them, number one. And then if you talk and the conversation's good, you're even doubly attractive. So
statistically,
you're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. But for them to fly from wherever, that's their choice. So, you know, whether they get it or not,
women know
that's
within the first 15 seconds. Statistically, statistically, most women know whether they're going to sleep with somebody or not within the first 15 seconds.
I've heard 5 minutes.
They actually
did
a pool.
It takes longer than that.
15 seconds.
I've heard 5 minutes.
I've heard 5 minutes for a lot of years. I've never heard 15 fucking seconds. Like,
I've
15 seconds, you know, that takes... You can get hit by a rock and not know you got hit for 15 seconds till the lump comes up. But I mean, if you go, but I have heard the five minute thing too. So I get what you guys are saying. So again, sometimes people are all about trying to score that, you know, that come up. So when they do that, it's like, you know what, you can take me out, you can do this, you can do that. And I'm not judging anybody one way or the other when it comes to sometimes we want to be old-fashioned, sometimes we want to be contemporary. I was just curious because, again, I'm not sure what the stipulations are nowadays because shit has changed a lot since the dating scene back in the day. But, you know, it's almost like nowadays it really is kind of a very quick interview process. When we were coming up, it was a little more lip service. You had to have your game about you. You had to talk up on it. Now it's pretty cut and dry. That's why I ask, because some guys are like, look, I paid this much for dinner, this much I came here and all that. There is an expectation. And this is an age-old question. Is it expectation? Is it right to expect? Is it not right? Based on what someone spends. And again, it's a rhetorical question because the answers are going to range across the board. I was just curious as if you decided, you know what? What if he did do something that made you not all of a sudden, you know, In other words, he walked in and it was his to lose. So then you go, you know what? I thought I was going to sleep with this dude. Now I'm not. And then you make that known to him. Do you think it's fair to give him the idea? Huh?
You gotta mute your computer.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, is that fair, or is it one of those? You know what? That's just one to grow on. You know, you know, you live and learn. Because, I think, you know, it's funny how sometimes we equate how someone's doing to their financial status, and other times we go, no, don't regard that. It shouldn't come into play. So I'm always curious to know, especially when I get with older, you know, far more experienced, mature women who've lived life versus young people who have no damn clue because the world is still their oyster and they haven't had any real life experience. That's why I enjoy asking this, because obviously we've all been through those phases, but now it's kind of like, hey, listen. And most grown women are going to be pretty straightforward with you anyway. Like I said, point blank, an old bird ain't going to make you wait because you're like, look, I got to meet in the morning. I got to do this. And as a matter of fact, I'm trying to have dinner, get home, and blow your back out and have your ass out of my house by 9:30 because I got to make my kids lunch or some shit like that. But just being real, you know, it's a difference. So I'm just curious, is it okay for him to be like, okay, you know what? We weren't feeling each other. It didn't happen like we thought it was going to happen. Here's your half of the check. Is that right or wrong? Because somebody got to pay.
Well, yeah, I mean, the tab's got to be paid. I don't give a shit. I'll pay the tab and keep it pushing.com just because I'm that chick. I don't care. I just want you out of my face if that's the case.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, fair enough.
And I'll pay the tab to get you out of my face even faster. Deuces!
That was almost a Charlie Sheen-esque answer, because Charlie Sheen once said, people were like, yeah, you get prostitutes all the time. He said, I'm not paying women to have sex with me. I'm paying women to go away. That was a gangster-ass response. But see, women didn't like that. It was gangster as hell, though. He's like, I got
but
money, and I'm not
truth.
Man looking, and I'm, huh? But
that
it's real.
His truth. You know,
that
yeah,
is his truth.
Yeah, you got to respect the man for his truth. And at the end of the day, that's what we got to do for one another, respect people for their truth. So
somebody comes off the wall and they say something like that, look, Mimi, I just want to really take you out, but I really want to bang at the end of the night. You know, I just got to respect that individual for their truth. But that's not me. So I'm going to be like, you know what, babe, nah, that's not going to happen tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody, like I said, nobody talks about that. That's not something you talk about.
Right.
That's something that either happens or don't.
But don't you think, but I also feel like people are pretty open to going, hey, listen, you know, I agree with you in other than playing devil's advocate that after a certain period of time, you kind of know. You kind of know. Unless you're trying to go, like I said, day one, date one, hour one, I just met you, what's up? And you're gambling. You're rolling the dice. But if
we
you've had conversation.
Look, and if I really like you like that, we might not even make it to dinner. I might order some Uber Eats.
But that's not going to be out the gate. It's not going to be out the gate, though. That's what I'm talking about. Of course, if you have a
rapport. You'd be surprised.
No, I wouldn't. I promise you I wouldn't. See, I was trying my best. You see what I did? I threw the alley-oop, George. I threw the alley-oop. And she swatted the motherfucker the other way to the other guy. I threw the alley-oop. Don't say Roger and team player.
Did I not say anything could happen? It could go all kinds of ways.
Hey,
you know,
man,
like y'all said, we know within the first 5 minutes. Maybe I'm not trying to wait. Maybe I'm going to be like, you know what?
Listen.
Let's hang out and
people
eat some shit. I don't know.
People
we could do Red Lobster.
People can appreciate
that. Get a couple bottles. I don't care. What?
See? Hey. Women always trying to get biscuits and shit. Always trying to get rolls of cards. Hey, let's get them cheddar baked biscuits, dog. Let's get them cheddar baked biscuits.
Sounds like a party.
I was trying to get a biscuit. Nah, that's the real though. That's,
I think when you reach a certain age, you pretty much know that there's really no certain protocol. Once you reach a certain age, you either know you want to do something with someone or you don't want to.
Yeah.
There's no white meat around the bush. We're not getting any younger. So if you want to smash, smash. If not, keep it moving. Because that's one thing I don't do is waste time.
I used to
time
have
is too precious.
At one point, not anymore.
Are you using age as an excuse?
I'm not using age as an excuse. Age is not an excuse. I'm just saying that when you get to a certain age, you don't beat around the bush because you're not getting any younger. And there's no point in, you know, walking on eggshells with someone. Either you want to fuck them or you don't want to fuck them. That's what it is. It is what it is. And you said, you know within 5 minutes if that is something that you're interested in doing with that person. When I meet guys especially online, if I'm not attracted to them, I let them know straight up because it's no need of wasting their time, but it's definitely no need of wasting my time. And so I'm pretty honest and straightforward. When I meet a guy, if I'm not attracted, I let them know, I'm sorry, you're not my type. So I keep it moving. If their feelings are hurt, oh well. Too bad, so sad. I would rather someone be honest with me than keep me dangling and wasting my time. Because that's not fair to them, and it's definitely not fair to me.
Hey, I do. Yeah, I agree. I think after a certain age, I do agree with her on the age thing. At a certain point, we're trying to kind of represent what our parents and the people that we respect brought us up to think. And then you get to that cutoff. And then you get to that crossover where you're like, all right, I did the first half of my life this way. You know what? Now I'm going
to
play the second half my way.
Yep.
I think that's true. Yep. Because you're like, look, mama gone, big mama's gone. I don't really give a shit about all the people in the church. You know what? I'm about to do me. I think we all did it, especially in your 20s, maybe even going into your 30s. And then you go, you know what? I've been living conservatively and trying to be good, and this shit's been horrifically boring. And then you just put the skates on, you go. So I think she's right on that front. That's why I stay older. More mature people are more direct. It's like, listen, I got to go work in the morning. So, if you get off at 4:30, I'm going to give you till 5:30 to go to the gym, get over here, because by 9:30, I need your ass up and out of here. And you know what? People respect that.
Yeah.
It's not even about that. It's about chemistry and if you're attracted to that person. If it's mutual attraction, then go do what you want to do with that person. And it's okay.
Oh, we don't cross lines online. We cross all the lines online, on the phone, and by the time we get to each other,
unless he has erectile dysfunction and he's lied to you. Yeah, that happens. So,
thank you, Joy.
That's
your business. I ain't in it. I'm at the drink straight now. I ain't even got no mixer. That's your business.
There are some men who are erectile dysfunction. It is a thing.
Duh.
But
we know there's a thing, but
your partner, don't tell your partner what you want to do to them, and then when it comes time to have that opportunity to do those things to them, and you can't deliver.
Sounds like a bad
experience. Hey, we got nine minutes, but CB forced me to say this shit. Okay, I agree. Don't talk that shit if you got ED. But why do women talk that same? And I'm not saying you ladies, y'all are a little bit more experienced. Why do women talk that bullshit about wanting to do this, that, and the third all night when you know both of us are lying? I'm not doing shit all night. Let me tell you why. That's called working the third shift. And anything that lasts that long is a full-time job, and you're not paying me. Kill yourself. That being said, you don't let me drop it on you all night because you're going to be chased raw and not go to work. I don't want to put in that work all night because, again, that's a job, and I can't file it on my taxes. So, ladies, stop talking that make love all night bullshit. Now, if you want to talk about foreplay and hanging, but you don't want this pressure all night long. No, you don't. You want to go to sleep. And listen, and even if you do pillow talk, listen, it's something to be said about, hey, Richard Pryor once said, if your lady don't go to sleep when you're done fucking, you got some more fucking to do. So, and some of y'all that don't think you snore, you do snore. But stop that. Men, stop lying on your peters and say what you're going to do.
You're saying so many topics right now.
because she made me go there by saying guys be lying about their ED. Well, women, stop asking to have sex all night. You ain't done shit all night in your life. Except maybe trying to stalk your baby daddy. God damn it.
You won't be doing nothing. If you got ED, you won't get satisfied. Nobody goes to bed happy.
Listen. Okay, so if it takes you all night to satisfy her, you don't know what the hell you're doing anyway. I promise you, it don't take that long to pop your locker in high school. Shit, everybody got a combination. If you go to combination, nigga, 32 to the left, 4 to the right, 7 more to the left, pop that bitch and you know, hey, and matter of fact, if you like it that much, this is how you don't get a good job. If she brings you a warm, wet towel, we've said this before, you did a good job. Jesus wept. Whoever wants to get up and go get the water or the sandwich, it is what it is. But it don't take all night. It doesn't. That's a job.
Yeah.
Who likes going to work?
You know what? This is the thing. That's a lie. And it's been a lie forever. Because even my 20s, that was not happening. So it's a lie.
No.
You know? No. It may happen in gaps during the course of the night. But ain't no all night night.
Right.
That's a lie.
Ain't that straight? I know people that can't run a lap on a track, but you gonna have sex for 8 hours. Shut the hell up. I know people that can't walk a flight of steps, but you gonna give it a business for 8 hours strong, my guy. That's a lie, and the truth ain't in you. Shit, and I work out. You better put the clock on 15 minutes and then call me in a minute when I go get me a beer. Shit. But it's a lot that can be done. In 3.5 minutes, maybe even 4.
Hey, it's funny you would say that, Roger. The national average time for sex, across the country is 5.4 minutes.
No. Is it really?
That's
what. Oh, I'm a boss. Listen, we've all timed ourselves. But Doc, in this 5 minutes, I'm like, I'm an overachiever.
Man, come on.
Really?
That would get their feelings hurt, like, seriously.
Really?
I'm serious. I'm going to say something. I could have flown around the
really?
Island back, and you're done? Like, what? That's it? No.
Seriously,
No.
Here's the funny part. Wait a minute. Hold on. I just told you that. Hold on. I got to do this like
okay.
This. I got to do this. Y'all ain't going to understand it, but y'all ain't going to understand it. Hold up.
What?
Time for George's Business Tip of the Week.
So, that survey, the information I just gave you, it came from businessinsider.com.
Hey, the best business that you've given so far. Hands down.
What it is that the business tip is bypass 5 minutes. Okay.
Right. Hey, listen. Hey, change up your rhythm, guys. Change up your rhythm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Come on, fellas. Hang up your stroke number. Hey, Jordan's business
tip.
That's funny.
We have got 2 minutes on the clock.
my clock says 3. You can get a lot done in 3 minutes, guys, if you do this shit right. You can get a lot done.
Yeah.
You do more than half through the national average.
Wow. So check this out. So check this out.
Are you saying you're a Minuteman, Raj? Are you guys Minutemen? Is that why this 5 minute thing that you're like five minutes of fantastic lovemaking, 5 minutes of excitement? Are y'all Minutemen?
Girl,
like, come on.
I don't know. I've never clocked it. But when you do it right, 2 minutes feel like a whole 3 days.
Feel
like 6 hours.
1 minute feels like 1 minute.
Hey, you
feel like 5 minutes.
Hey, y'all, you remember Electric Company? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. See?
Hey,
see? Y'all know it.
So this survey that they did, they went across times from 30, it starts from 33 seconds. Yeah, I don't know who the hell did 33 seconds, but they got problems. But it's 33 seconds to 44 minutes. And
okay. So
what they're saying is, so if they, based on their survey, if you line up 500 couples, and they all have sex, from the shortest to the longest ranges of time that they just gave you, the average time is going to be 5.4 minutes.
4.4 minutes.
That's funny. But
it's done right.
What if it only takes a couple of good strong strokes and she's done? Then I mean, your job is done. Now what you going to do with the rest of the time?
Wait a minute. But right.
He's overly anxious. He ain't had it.
But it says, unless they came from Turkey, in which the case there, sex tended to be significantly shorter, 3.7 minutes.
That's their average? Hey, they got shit to do. They got goats to tend to. They got streets to pay. They got shit to do, dog. They got buildings to build. They ain't got time for that.
Okay. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. But sadly, our time is done. So everyone, say goodbye. until next time.
No, something went wrong on my end. It's like this is like the second time it's happened. But look, one love, God bless, and I'm actually here, but I know that we're getting ready to get off, so it is what it is. Well, hey, look, I'm back.
Mm-hmm. You see me on the internet, say bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
all right, sir.
You guys have a good week. See y'all next week.
One love. God bless. Peace.
Boom. All right. I warned y'all at the beginning of the show. It was just one of those Wednesdays. Sorry, not sorry. Love y'all. It's been great. Take care of yourselves. Holla at y'all on the flip side.
So I just want to leave y'all with one word of thought. Well, one phrase of thought. The maximum effective range of any excuse is zero.
The what?
The maximum effective range of any excuse is zero.
Okay.
Peace, love, and hair grease.
Hey.
Okay. Thank you so much for rocking with us tonight. You've been listening to TV on the Voice. We come to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator, offering you music, conversation, motivation, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. And hopefully you guys got that tonight with our free-for-all. Unfortunately, we got no calls tonight, so we're going to have to fix that for next time. But we did get some good conversation, and hopefully you guys got your motivation. So once again, thank you so much, so much, so much for joining us tonight, and we will see you next time. Don't forget to go to our YouTube channel, like us and subscribe, and please go to our iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, like us also and subscribe. Go to our Facebook, like us and subscribe. Everything is under CB and the Boys. Or CB and the Boys radio show. But definitely like us and subscribe. And we will see you next time. So to take us home, we have my favorite group, BTS. And we're going to end off with Mic Drop. This is my Mic Drop. And everyone listen to this. You can do and do anything that you want in this world as long as you believe in yourself. But most of all, love yourself. Remember, true love starts with loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, then how are you going to love someone else if you don't love you? So everybody think about that. And you know what? Instead of Mic Drop, I think we're going to play Yet Best Is Yet To Come, because the best is yet to come. And next week, we have another show. So look forward to that. And we will see you then. So here's BTS and Yet To Come. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Was it honestly the best? Cause I just wanna see the next. 부지런히 지나
어제들도 깨참 아름답게.
Yeah, the past was honestly the best. But my best is what comes next. I'm not playing up for sure.
그날을 향해 좀 이복적해.
You and I best moment is yet to come.
I could say not so bad. I need to get my own, I ain't been to get my own, green you.
꿈꾸는가 그 길의 끝이 무엇일까 모두가 yeah. 숨 죽인 밤 우린 발을 멈추지 않아
The past was on the street. The past was on the street.